One of the most controversial topics in all of parenting is spanking. We're going to talk this week about spanking. Spank or not spank.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and yep, the controversial topic of spanking. I was spanked as a kid.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
but it was never extreme. In fact, my mom just decided early on she would let my dad always do it because she said he had more control than she would. She didn't know how hard her spanks would be. And since dad knew a little better, we had the bare hand, bare butt.
Oh, wow. I was spanked and spanked my children. And it's a very controversial topic. It's a difficult topic. And let me first say, working all these years in residential care, 37 years actually in residential care, I've seen children who have been beaten and abused and smacked and whipped with a belt. Just horrible, horrible things to children. I'm a byproduct of 4 different degrees, all from secular universities. And so spanking, I was totally opposed to spanking until I was listening and working with parents and working with children. And spanking, I believe we're going to get into a lot this week, but is for the much younger child when there aren't any other alternatives. I would see that parents would have that one child, they would try everything they could and nothing worked. And you're not going to rationalize with a 3-year-old. And they're going after it. And so I had to really do a lot of personal soul searching. And at the byproduct of that soul searching was my book, Who's in Charge? Your Overcoming Power Struggles in Your Home. And there are 3 chapters in there that debate spanking and answer questions on spanking. And probably why the year that book came out, I was on so many different programs and television shows talking about this. And you can just see the pain on people's faces because of bad experiences, or should I do this, or this is just so horrible. Let me get back to first, as we look at this topic of spanking, let's weigh in on what God has to say about spanking. He's the creator of our children. And it says in Proverbs 13:24, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. There's so much in that, not the least of which is spanking. If you love your child, you will spank him. Personal opinion, I walked away from that thinking you should not use your hand. And the other thing is that it is a part of discipline. In Proverbs 22:15, folly is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. And in Proverbs 29:15, the rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother. I mean, there's on and on and on and on verses about spanking in this.
And a lot of them talk about rod, though. So it's interesting that you say using your own hand or the rod. And of course, for many of our programs, we've talked about having consequences,
right?
But then you're also saying you spanked your children.
I did spank my children, and we used a wooden spoon. And we used a wooden spoon because you don't have a wooden spoon on the end of your hand. You've got to go down the hall and collect yourself when you go into the kitchen to get the wooden spoon. And it's just an opportunity to remind myself what this is. I'm not taking out my frustration. I'm not taking out my anger. I'm going down the hall. I'm calming down to do this properly rather than abusively or to meet some need of mine.
And I do remember as a child, we always got spanked in the laundry room.
Really?
Yeah. So now that you say that, I never put things together. I mean, occasionally in another bedroom or whatnot, but it was usually...
You've got to ask your parents why the laundry room.
Ask. Easy access. You could shut the door and it was easy. Okay, spank, done.
Well, the other thing beautiful about that is they did not do it in front of other people or your sister.
That's
probably
why.
You didn't get spanked in front of your sister. And it is not to humiliate you, but to correct you. This whole thing is if you have a child who's 1.5 to, 3, 4, maybe 5, who just nothing is working, and it's very, very hard to get that child to mind, you can lose a whole weekend. You can lose a whole by just constantly, constantly, constantly. And before you know it, you've yanked that child up. You've done something you shouldn't do with that child out of frustration rather than thinking through. Now, let me hasten to say, if you don't have a problem spanking your child, don't spank him. It ought to break your heart. It ought to absolutely break your heart. Mm. And if spanking comes easy, then maybe you ought to find alternatives. I remember when my daughter, Tori, was about 4. And I sent her out for something she did. I sent her out in the backyard with a bucket to pick up weeds, and she couldn't come in till the bucket was full. And she turned around and looked at me and says, could you just spank me instead? And I realized, okay, we're on to the bucket now. This gets it. We've walked away from spanking. This one absolutely works. I think it's something you do to correct the child, to get the relationship back, to get everybody back under authority so that you can actually enjoy the child. And you're using it to correct a child when there's nothing else you can do. Now, I think we're in a time, and it's controversial because there are many people that are saying don't spank. I was even in a debate at a university in Texas years ago, and I was flown in to debate the head of the early childhood development department at this particular university. And the head of the counseling department picked me up and said, no, you're going to debate Dr. So-and-so. I just want to give you one hint. She is not married and she has never had children.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, in the big scheme of things, before you have children, you kind of think, you know, that everything's going to work well. It's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be rebellious. They're right. Wonderful children. And children, right. We're the ones that make children bad. We're born sinners. We're not sinners because all of a sudden we sinned. We sin because we are sinners. We're mm-hmm. born sinners. And so I think for some of us, some people have a hard time with this concept of spanking because maybe they were abused.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have a hard time with the spanking as a tool is because they've never seen it used appropriately. Some people have a hard time because it's just so difficult to do and it's incredibly painful to do. To spank a child only for direct defiance of authority. Let me say that again, not for doing childish things, direct defiance of authority. When you've given them the warning ahead of time, you've let them know if you keep sticking that in that socket, you know, and somehow one of mine learned how to get the little things and pull it out of the socket.
Mm.
And if you keep doing that, I will spank you to teach you not to do that. And, you know, you've got that child. It's going to do it anyway just to see what's going to happen. I think you get in your head that you're doing this to reestablish the parent-child relationship and get us back on track.
So you had sets of consequences for other things, but then for some things they were spanking?
If nothing was working, if they were directly defying me, if they were looking me right in the eye, for instance, 2-year-old Tori, when she was 2, we would meet in the living room every morning and we would have devotions and I'd come in and put my coffee cup down. I never put my coffee cup down on the antique coffee table. And she would come in with her juice cup and I would tell her not to put it there. And she would put it there and I picked her up and walked her back into the kitchen to let her walk all the way back out again to do it properly and mm-hmm. talk to her. And she knew what I was talking about. She looked right at me and I said, Tori, if you put that on the table, honey, I will spank you. Now, this has nothing to do with the table.
Right.
This has everything to do with no means no.
Daddy said so.
Yes. And she went looking me right in the eye and went ahead and put it there as hard as she could on that table. And I spanked her. And later on this week, we'll talk about exactly what a spanking is. But I spanked her. And it was helping her know that no means no.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do. Some people would say, well, why don't you just move the table? Or why don't you have an antique table? Why don't you cover it with cellophane or do whatever? It's not the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's learning that no means no. And we didn't go through our house and remove everything from 4 feet on down so that there was never a no. Because at some point, you're going to have to deal with the word no
mm-hmm.
in their lives. And the sooner you start, the better. Rosemary and I were talking this morning about this particular topic. And she said, you know, I remember spanking Tori, and I don't remember how many times, a lot. And she said, I remember spanking Roby maybe once or twice, maybe 3 times in his whole life. He got it.
Mm-hmm.
Where Tori was the one who was going to take you on. And if she heard the word no, she had to go and do it anyway. So when a child is foolish enough, you know, foolishness is bound on the heart of the child, but the rod of correction will drive it from him, is the translation I memorized. If a child is foolish enough to directly defy authority, I want to help them not defy my authority. And I want to train them up to get it, to understand, so that when they're adults, they do have self-control. It takes control not to do that. But when you directly defy me, I've got to have a consequence that teaches them, I don't want to do that again. I'm done with that. So I want to put something in place that begins the process. And they're too little to rationalize with or send out in the yard with a bucket to pick weeds.
So that's when they're really young then. You say spanking is best when they're younger then?
I think spanking is best. And some people will go younger than this. I think probably 18 months. Some go a little younger than that. And when they're touching something, maybe smack their little hand after you've told them and told them and told them and done everything you can to distract them. And there's that child that's going back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think in our world, 4 years old, there were so many other options. 4 years old, in fact, one of them would rather than go out there and pick these weeds and put them in this bucket, I would rather. Daddy, couldn't you just spank me? No, I think we have found the perfect consequence right here. And I told you, if you do this and this, this is what will happen. And yep. You did it anyway. Spanking is to get the relationship back on track. Spanking is to help the child stop themselves in their tracks, stop it right there, and so that they have the chance to be done. We're done. We can move on now.
Now, spanking in itself is physical harm to a certain degree, but it doesn't damage the relationship with the parent and child?
No, the amazing thing is using a little wooden spoon on a bottom or smacking a hand for touching something they shouldn't have touched and they've been told and told and told, that child turns around and reaches up for you. I do think that's one of the reasons that God continually says a rod. Mm-hmm. I don't want my child to be hand shy. I don't want my child to fear my hand. I like going down the hall and rethinking all of this. But it is painful. You've heard, this hurts me more than it hurts you.
As
a child, you think, yeah, right. But in reality, it just breaks your heart. And I'm watching us go through all this again, having a grandchild run around the house. And the
So even as a grandparent then, too, you go through the same emotions?
I'm not going through it, but my wife is.
Okay. You're past that.
As a grandparent, I permit everything. It's so sad right. How different I am right now, yes.
You're even loving it.
My kids are laughing at, I cannot believe you let him take all the cushions off that couch. And I remember saying to him, I can put them back. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
And the kids, Tori and Roby, looking at each other and saying, could you picture us walking in and doing all this at the house when we were little? I don't want to think I was an ogre. I think we had a hilarious time. But, you know, I guess when you're at my age, the reality is this isn't as big a deal. Now, for direct defiance of authority, if Tori has left him in my care, I'm sure that's what I'm responsible to do. I be honest with you, I can't even tell you all the people that spanked me when I was growing up.
Really?
I grew up in a very Italian neighborhood in New York. And
it takes a village to raise a Bob Barnes, huh?
Those moms, they somehow somebody gave them permission, and there were a lot of people whose names ended in a vowel spanking me and bringing me home for some of the things I did. But, I mean, they raised me. They were absolutely awesome. Spanking is to correct the child when you're at a loss, and it's for direct defiance of authority. You have told them not to pull away from you and run out into the street, and they did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we have to correct this, and we have to correct it sometimes for the child's safety. We have to correct it for a multitude of reasons, but we have to correct it to teach them to obey me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not for doing childish things. It's not for, in their developmental stages, the children will go through different times when they don't know how to do this, or they whine a lot, or they cry a lot or whatever. You know, I think I remember my dad saying, if you keep crying, I'll give you something to cry about. No, that's not what spanking's for. Direct defiance of authority. I want to put a plan in place that stops the child in his tracks and gets us back on track.
Mm.
But then I want to reach down and pick up the child. I mean, I want to
love
the
willing.
Child.
And they're willing. They're open to that.
Oh, yeah. Especially at this young age. As they get older, there's other alternatives. But I think what we're seeing is a nation of children, many of which were not spanked, in our schools today, unteachable, where teachers are afraid to walk in the hallways.
Yep.
We've reached a point in our culture today where we've absolutely lost control, and that's because moms and dads aren't teaching that no means no. Spanking has a place in parenting, not because Barnes says it. The creator of our children says it. God says it multiple times in the Bible.
Mm.
And so we want to look at that throughout this whole week.
Yeah, we're going to continue talking about this tomorrow on Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want to find the resources on parenting, even marriage, you can find that at Sheridan House Family Ministries' website, shfm.org. And to hear this program again, you can find that at parentingtoday.org, Facebook it, Twitter it, even download the brand new Android app that's available free of charge for Parenting Today. And that's again online at parentingtoday.org.